Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Wings Radio program, where we hope you will be uplifted and motivated by what you hear tonight. If you would like to join other listeners in the live chat room, go to www.wingsofprophecy.com and click on the live chat tab. Now here's your host, Glenda Lankus.
Hello, believers, and welcome to this week's edition of Wings Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lankus, and today we're going to be talking about living above the snake line. You know, I've been doing this show for about, 4 years now. I've been on YouTube 5 years. I've been doing the radio show for, 4 years. And sometimes I kind of run out of ideas of things to talk about on the show. And so I've got to where I will go on the internet and just, you know, look at sermon ideas and see if I find anything interesting. And I found this idea in one of those searches. So I pray that it will be a blessing to you. I tend to not preach sermons out of books, but if I have something to add to what's written, or if I have revelation about the subject, which is what I mainly go on, then I'll use something, an idea that I find somewhere else, or something that, the beginning of something I find somewhere else, and that's the case this time. Before I start, I want to share with y'all, for anyone who's not heard, the new prophetic word that God gave me yesterday called "The Time Has Come," because to me it's a very encouraging word overall. My people, the time has come for which you have waited so long. Now is my time for fulfilling the dreams of my people as they carry out my plans in the earth. All of heaven is preparing for your homecoming, my children, and the excitement is great. For I dearly love my children and desire to have you all here with me, enjoying the treasures you have laid up. This time will require your clearest focus. The enemy will try harder than ever to keep you distracted from doing my work in the earth, as many souls are at stake. Plans of destruction are being laid now for many in the earth, and as my plan plays out, you will see many of those around you pass from the earth. And someone left a comment and asked, did that mean die? And yes, it does. That's what he showed me. Do not fear, my children. As you have always known, this time must come. Study my word and keep your focus continually on me, and I will keep you until it is time for you to come home. Just a little longer, my precious children, and we shall live together for all eternity. Isn't that an encouraging word? Okay, so let's talk about living above the snake line. There is said to be in nature an invisible, but very real and definite line above which altitude you will never find a snake. Early settlers in America referred to this line as the snake line. When they were purchasing a property, they would often ask the seller whether or not the property was above the snake line. They knew the land on the mountains was more rocky. It was harder to clear, and it was not as fertile as land in the valley. But they also knew the land in the valley was infested with rattlesnakes, adders, and copperheads. I live in Texas, y'all, and I moved here from Oklahoma, and I have seen rattlesnakes. And they're very scary, and they grow very, very large, so I can certainly understand why they wouldn't want to live near them. And I knew people in Oklahoma who made their home in an area we called the Breaks, which were kind of some rocky cliffs and hills, and rattlesnakes were very common in the Breaks. And you had to just, I guess, not be afraid of them to live out there. I wouldn't have wanted to live out there. Many of those settlers chose to raise their families on higher ground, above the snake line, instead of risking snake bites for themselves or for their children. Just as the Lord has drawn an invisible line in the mountains where the snakes can't pass, there's also a spiritual snake line. There is a level of living that is higher than that of the world. There is a level of life available to God's children that allows them to live lives that are holy, pleasing to the Lord, and free from many of the problems that cause the way of the transgressor to be hard, what's talked about in Proverbs 13:15. Life below the snake line is very hard. Here we're told how to get above the snake line and how we can stay there. And I want to share with you three facts about living above the snake line. I'm going to show you that we've been elevated above the snake line. We've been enlightened above the snake line, and we have been empowered against the snake line, all through Jesus Christ and only through Jesus Christ. 1 Colossians 12:14, we have been elevated above the snake line, giving thanks to the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And Ephesians 2:1 says, "And you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." We were all dead in our sins, weren't we? "And that we all walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." That's Ephesians 2:2. "And we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." Ephesians 2:3. "Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." The Word of God is showing us that every lost person in the world is living below the snake line. They prove it every day by the way they live and the things they do. Like the children of Israel in Numbers 21, the lost have been bitten by the serpent of sin, and they are all in very great danger. This message is important for many reasons. One, because if you're living in sin, it's imperative that you come out and that you do it really soon, because we are in the end of the end times. And one day, when things start happening so suddenly, there will not be time to repent and change your life then. You need to change it now, and I'm speaking to somebody. Numbers 21:4 says, this was the children of Israel in the desert, "And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way." What's coming in the future, y'all, is going to be far more discouraging than what we face now. Now it's hard enough, and you only have to turn on the news to know that it's extremely discouraging to see the horrible and evil deeds that are done in the world around us. But it will get much, much worse. Persecution will come to every land for Christians, I think especially America, especially lands that have stood for Christianity. "And the people spoke against God and against Moses, 'Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loathes this light bread.'" They were talking about manna. "And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of Israel died." Many people of Israel died. "Therefore the people came to Moses and said, 'We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us.'" Moses prayed for the people. Now we know that until Jesus comes back, it's not even possible to live in a world without serpents, right? They're going to be here. The snakes are all around you. And I will tell you from personal experience, if you are in the wilderness, there's a lot more of them where you're walking through right now than you're usually around. And you have to watch carefully for the vipers when you're in the wilderness, because the devil sends even more of them then. He knows that's when you're the most tired, you're the most weary, you're the most discouraged, and you are the most vulnerable to choose sin over living holy because of the comforts of whatever the sin is offering you. So the scripture goes on to say in verse 8, "And the Lord said to Moses, make you a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looks upon it, he shall live." They looked and lived, and we, if we look and believe on Jesus, shall not die. It had to be pretty scary walking through the wilderness. They didn't have cars or horses or anything out there, y'all. They were walking through the desert. The snakes were everywhere, and they were getting bitten, and they were seeing people die. And you know, we see people die in their sins every day. If only we were as afraid of sin as we are of vipers, of poisonous snakes. Y'all, when I used to do oil field work, there were times when we walked through uncleared land to lead bulldozers, and there would be snakes all around us. When we worked in the swamps of Louisiana, it was very common to see water moccasins and all kind of, you know, water snakes and alligators and things down there. And you got used to being around them, but you always wore boots and heavy jeans, and you always wore all the protective gear that you could, and you were always aware. It is extremely important, and I feel the Lord leading me so strongly to say this to y'all. It is extremely important to be aware if sin is in your atmosphere. I am talking to somebody. I don't know who this is for. Oh, it's for more than one person, the Lord says. If sin is in your atmosphere, then the snake is there. Okay? If you are head of your household and you allow sin to go on in your life, in your house, the curse will come down on the whole house and everyone in it. That's happened to me, y'all, and it's happened to me since I've been a strong Christian. And I promise you that's not something you want to go through. It's not fun. Okay, just as if we walked through a desert or the breaks in Oklahoma or any of these places, the swamps in Louisiana, we would know to be on the lookout for snakes. Okay, we live in a fallen world. We need to be on the lookout for sin all around us. And the only way you can know what is sin is to know what's not. And the only way to know what's not is to read God's Word, right? And stay in His Word as much as possible. Y'all, when I first got saved, the Word was not open to me. I didn't understand anything I read in the Bible except maybe Psalm 23, something like that. I had slight understanding. But I really had no scripture knowledge, no church training, no nothing. But when I opened the Bible, I didn't understand that either. So I found preachers that I liked to listen to, and I listened to them every spare minute I had. If I was doing housework, I was listening to the Word. If I was driving in my truck, I was listening to the Word. Every minute that I had to do anything, I was listening to the Word. At work, if I could have a radio, I was listening to the Word. Because I had a great hunger to know God and to understand His Word. But reading it, it wasn't open to me until, I think I'd been in the walk about a year and a half, and I begged God to open the Word to me. And I took a vacation from work, and I drove to Pensacola, Florida, and I went one day to the revival at the Brownsville Assembly of God down there. Because that was, I mean, I had no desire to go anywhere else, and I had no one to go on vacation with. I was down in South Louisiana. None of my family was anywhere close. But going to that church, it didn't feel like anything happened at the time, but when I went away, I was different. And that next week, God opened the Word to me. And I just devoured it. If you'll show God that you're interested in His Word, if you will listen to His Word, if you will seek His face, if you will spend time with Him every single day in prayer, not some days, not on days when you have time, every day, at a certain time, pray. Take your prayer list, pray over everything in your prayer list, and spend time with God. Then He will open His Word to you. When He knows you can be trusted with the power that is in that Word, He will open it to you. Okay, so where the Israelites were walking through the desert, they were discouraged because their walk was hard, and they were getting into sin by complaining against God, weren't they? And we have all been in sin before we came to the Lord. Hopefully we're sanctified now and not living in sin or have no known sin. But the Word of God is clearly showing us anyone who's living in sin is living below that snake line, and the serpents are all around looking for a chance to bite. The lowland of sin is a place of spiritual poverty, weariness, exhaustion, and collapse. The reason it is because when you are not walking in the will of God, when you are not walking closely with the Lord, you have to do everything in your own strength. And our strength runs out real quick, don't it? That place below the snake line is a place of hopelessness, sorrow, confusion, and pain. See, any sin that the devil tempts you with, anything that he wants to get your life tangled up in, all he's got to do is get you really tired and weary and discouraged, or get you confused, and then your guard is down when you're not saved. It is a place of broken hearts, shattered dreams, ruined relationships, and troubled minds. I am speaking to a man right now that your heart is broken. The woman you love has left you, and your heart is just broken. And the Lord's saying, sir, if you will give your life to him, he will renew your heart. He will renew your love, and he will give you a woman that will stay forever. I pray that you will respond to him right now and just tell him that he can have your life. It's a decision you'll never regret. Below the snake line is a place where the vicious serpents of sin inject their poisonous venom over and over, and they bring more pain and poverty and destruction and death. It's a place of extreme danger. And Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Sin kills everything it touches, y'all. Everything. Now, we know that the death the Bible is talking about is not merely the death of our bodies that leads to the cemetery. It's the death the Bible calls the second death. It is eternal separation from God himself in the fires of hell. The New Testament describes it as like this in 2 Thessalonians 1:8 and 9. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Not a place we want to be, is it? But when a person comes to Jesus, that person is lifted out of the valley of sin and is set in high places with Jesus Christ. They are delivered from the lowland and all its terrors. They are set above the snake line. And only the power of Jesus can save you from life below the snake line. Can I just tell you that? When you live above the snake line, you live in a place of spiritual replenishment, spiritual abundance, spiritual safety and security, spiritual hope. Anytime a sinner turns to Jesus, they are adopted into the family of God. They have been given a place in heaven. They have been delivered from the power of darkness. Sin and Satan no longer have power over us. We have been given the ability and the strength to say no to sin, temptation, and the tricks and traps of the devil. We're free. We have been translated into the kingdom of his dear son. And that word translated means to be carried away. Isn't that a beautiful thought? To be carried away into the kingdom of Jesus, taking us away from the power of darkness and placing us into the kingdom of Jesus. We have a new father. We have a new king. And as citizens of the new kingdom, we have an entirely new way of living. We have redemption through the blood of Christ. That word redemption means to loose after the payment of a ransom price. Jesus died on the cross to redeem us from the wrath of God. He paid our debt in his own blood, and he set us free to live a new life in him. And as a person who's been living that new life for about 17 years now, I can tell you it is fabulous. Now, I think this is maybe 18 years now. It's been a long time anyway. We have forgiveness of all our sins. Everything that we did below the snake line, all the corruption produced in us and by us has been cleansed away, and we are pardoned. We are set free. We are elevated to a higher place in Christ. Y'all, I used to be so ashamed of how immoral I was before I was saved. And only when God starts to sanctify you and work his holiness in you do you realize how bad you actually were before. Until you have that remorse for your past life, he's still working. And it used to really, really torment me. And then I realized, you know, there's now no condemnation, those of us who are in Christ Jesus. My husband said to me one day, he said, that's not who you are. He said, you've been forgiven of all that. And I realized that the enemy wanted me to be ashamed of my past so I would never talk about it. That way my testimony would never be fully proclaimed. Well, he's out of luck because I do talk about it. I talked about it at the women's conference I preached recently. There were lots of other women there who felt the same way I did, that wished that, you know, their past had not been what it was. But we were who we were then, but we're not that person anymore. The person I used to be is just dead and buried. I don't even recognize her anymore. And you are the same way if you are saved. You are free from your past. You are forgiven. You hold no guilt for that, so don't beat yourself up. Don't let the devil beat you up. Proclaim what God has done for you. If ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. I am very sure that what is coming in the end of the end times will be very discouraging and make us very weary, especially with all the persecution that we know is headed towards us. But remember this, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's us, y'all. You are not the same person you used to be if you are saved. You do not have the same desires you used to have. You have been equipped to live on a much higher level than the world around you. 1 Colossians 1:9, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. We have been enlightened above the snake line. And God clearly says in His word that if you need wisdom, ask for it, and He'll give you a lot of it, and He won't be upset with you for asking. Okay? Things of God can only be truly revealed to a person who has belief in God. Sometimes people have a belief in God and don't know it. Did you know that? That's something that the Lord taught me. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. That's 1 Corinthians 2:14. That is part of why we are able to easily live above the snake line. We have knowledge from God that the world does not have, and we have understanding from God that the world does not have and cannot get. There was a little girl that was playing in the yard one day, and she stopped to look at the flowers in her mom's flower garden. And she said, Mama, I know why the flowers grow. And she said, why? Because, explained the little girl, they want to get out of the dirt. That desire to get out of the dirt dwells in our hearts once we're saved. And even if when we first come to Christ we're in a lot of dirt like I was, He can still clean us up, y'all. He gets the fish into the boat and then He cleans them. We don't clean ourselves up and then go to church. We go to Jesus and He cleans us up and He helps us to become clean. And it is the most wonderful, most beautiful, most peaceful life to walk in as much holiness as you possibly can with Him. It is the most wonderful feeling, y'all. 1 Colossians 1:11, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, to all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. We have been empowered against the snake line, y'all. The Word of God gives us what we need with our salvation to live above the snake line. We just have to spend time in it. The Lord enables us to live for Him by extending to us His awesome, omnipotent power to help us. We don't have to live below the snake line any longer. And below the snake line is not a place you want to be caught when all the stuff really starts to happen, because there will be no help for you there. There's a story told about a pilot in World War II, and he took off from one of the Pacific Islands early one morning. A little while after takeoff, he heard scratching noise coming from between the walls of the fuselage of his plane, and he soon realized it was a rat. He cut the engine and heard what sounded like chewing noises. Between those walls with the rat were the cables that controlled the flaps and rudders, the hydraulic lines, and all the electrical wires. The pilot knew that rat would eventually chew through something important and the plane would crash. And there was no way that he could just get up, you know, and go get the rat. But he soon figured out a way to kill it. Pulling back on the stick, he guided his plane straight up into the air, aiming directly toward the sun. Higher and higher, the plane climbed into the sky. Soon, the plane reached an altitude where there was very little oxygen. In a moment, the chewing stopped. When the pilot landed, he recovered the body of the dead rat. The remedy that saved the pilot and his plane was altitude. The rat couldn't live without oxygen. The solution to our sin problem is also altitude. I apologize, y'all, for the noise in the background. There is a very large storm moving through this area right now. This is Thursday evening, and there's a big thunderstorm coming through. When sin tempts you and you start getting into sin, you're tempted to just lay down and go below the snake line, aren't you? Below where Jesus set you when he saved you. But the answer is for you to go up. When you sin, the last thing you want to do is go to the Lord, because you feel like he doesn't want to see you, or he doesn't want to talk to you, he doesn't want to hear from you. But that's exactly the opposite. He wants you to run to him. He knows that you've been snake bit, and he wants you to run to him for help. Lord, I lift every listener to you right now. I pray, Lord, for anyone who is listening that is not being elevated above the snake line, that you would touch their heart right now, that they would not be able to turn away from this broadcast untouched, unchanged. Lord, we know that what is coming now in the end of the end times will be tough. It will be tougher than tough, because your word says that it will be like a time like no time that came before. I pray, Father, that you would strengthen every one of us, that you would increase in us, that you would help us to increase in your word, Lord God, and help us to walk worthy, Lord, of the great callings that you've placed on our lives. I pray, Father, that you would help us to bear fruit every single day. Help us to walk as your people in the earth, Lord, to walk according to your ways, live according to your ways, speak according to your words. Help us to support the good works, Lord, and do what we're supposed to do between now and the time that you take us home to live in heaven with you, which we know is going to be soon. I ask you to bless every listener right now, Lord God. Keep them safe, prosper them. Answer their deepest desires, Lord God, within your will. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I pray that this program has been a blessing to you. God bless you. Have a great week.
Thank you so much for tuning in to hear Glenda Linkous on Wings Radio tonight. We hope that you have been encouraged and inspired in your daily walk with Christ. You can find more of Glenda's talks on her YouTube channel, Texas Author and the Number One. You can contact Glenda by email at wingsofprophecy@gmail.com or by mail at Glenda Linkous, P.O. Box 127, Princeton, Texas 75407. Wings Radio is a non-denominational program and is not affiliated with any church or nonprofit organization.
Are you one of many single Christians believing for a godly mate? God is able, so why hasn't He sent them to you? Unknowingly, you may be working against God. He brought Glenda the perfect mate after 16 long, lonely years of believing. In the ebook, Keys to Believing for a Godly Mate, Glenda shares the keys God gave her. Keys to Believing for a Godly Mate by Jerry and Glenda Linkos, only $2.99 at Amazon or wingsofprophecy.com. Haven't you waited long enough? Get Keys to Believing for a Godly Mate. Amazon or wingsofprophecy.com. Just how soon will Jesus return? There's a 2,500-year-old prophecy spoken to this generation of Americans that is directly connected to the Second Coming and is happening right now. Learn about it and a whole lot more in my new book, America, Isaiah is Warning, God's Judgment is Coming. Available where books are ordered and at americasjudgment.com. America, Isaiah is Warning. Need that gift for one who has everything or just need a unique gift idea? Put non-toxic, non-chemically scented beeswax candles on the list. Safe for allergen-sensitive folks and healthy for everyone. Many choices at holyarchangelcandles.com. Order by December 7th for Christmas delivery. Mention the word wings with your order and we'll add our poinsettia candle. All one word, holyarchangelcandles.com.
Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change. There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax.
Have occasional strong urges to do the wrong thing? Things that mess up an otherwise Christian lifestyle? Is the sin nature rearing up or could it be something else? Spiritual soul tunnels are well-disguised avenues to reach a person who has turned from a formerly unhealthy relationship. If this sounds like it could describe you, you need Glenda Linkos' new ebook, Severing Soul Ties and Leaving the Past Behind. For $3.99 at Amazon and wingsofprophecy.com. That's Severing Soul Ties and Leaving the Past Behind.